Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the Feast of St. Andrew, Apostle, and from Italy we hear from Ruth Ann Henderson. Ruth Ann is a lay Dominican and lives in Turin, and her preaching is entitled The Example of St. Andrew.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who's called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. As he went from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, in the boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets, and he called them. Immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. One of Scotland's national flags, and I'm a Scot if you haven't already gathered, one of our national flags is the Saltire Cross, which is said to be in the form of the cross where St. Andrew was crucified. If he was, we don't actually know very much about him, but his is always one of the first four names in any list of the 12 apostles. And Pope Benedict noted that this name is not Hebrew, but Greek, and said that this suggests a certain cultural openness in his family, which is a nice thought. We don't know very much about Andrew. He's said to have travelled to Ukraine, Romania, Turkey. Traditionally, he's said to have founded the see of the city we now call Constantinople. And the 1320 Declaration of Arbroath, which is mainly an assertion of Scotland's independence, says that it was Andrew who converted Scotland to Christianity. And what do the Gospels tell us about him? Well, not very much. Matthew, Mark, and Luke all say that he was called together with his brother Peter. John tells us that Andrew was a disciple of John the Baptist, who pointed Jesus out as the Lamb of God, and that Andrew then brought Simon Peter to Jesus. Either way, we have one of those four, presumably not highly educated men, fishermen, who were to become crucial figures in the earliest spread of the extraordinary story of Jesus of Nazareth. And indeed, that's what today's first reading from Paul's letter to the Romans is all about. It says, how are people to believe in Jesus if they've never heard of him? And how are they to hear without someone to proclaim him? And how are they to proclaim him unless they are sent? Andrew is one of the first answers to those questions. He was sent by the Lord to proclaim Jesus, sent to countries a long way from his native Galilee to tell people about his extraordinary experience as a disciple of the Son of God. One traditional story is that Andrew was crucified on a cross shaped like a huge letter X at his own request, because he felt he wasn't worthy to be put to death in exactly the same way as his Lord. So, initiative, that took him to foreign lands on his mission. Courage in proclaiming his faith even to the point of death. Humility that made him choose a slightly different form of crucifixion from his master's. Thank you, St. Andrew, for offering us such a great example.